Black Show. Hey, thank you so much for listening to us. I know you got to get out in your car and out of your car. You got stuff to do today. Take the show with you. You can download the Radio Now app that is free. Also, on your handy dandy phone, you can subscribe to our Joe and Alex Show podcast. No matter if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, it doesn't really matter. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show, subscribe, give us a nice little 5-star review, and drop a comment. The search for the Joe and Alex Show. So Facebook, Alex's favorite platform, announced that they have a new feature. They have a new layout, by the way, too. If you haven't noticed that, open up your Facebook and you'll see there's a new layout. But they also have a brand new kind of a dating thing they're going to be pursuing this year and like farther into it. And they also have a feature on there called Secret Crush.
Secret Crush.
And you can message up to, I believe it's 7 to 10 different people. You can't do everybody on your friends list, but you can kind of, almost like how you swipe right, right? I don't do that dating app stuff. Swipe right if you like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you swipe right, that means you like them, and they swipe right too, that means they like you. Well, you can do that. If I secretly was single and had a crush on Alex, I could be like, I secretly have a crush on you. And then she could like, oh, I secretly have a crush on Joe. Oh, we matched.
Okay, well, it's a little different than that. So basically what Secret Crush is that you have the opportunity out of everyone on your friends list, you can pick a couple people out that you have a secret crush on and put them on this little list. If that person, one of those people on your list, also puts you on their list, then it will tell you that you put each other on each other's list.
Genius idea.
But if you do not, if someone does not choose you back, then they'll never know that you ever put them on your secret crush list.
I'm doing this today.
So you think it's a great idea. I actually think it's a really cool idea too. However, I wish that they would roll this out for Instagram and not for Facebook, because nobody cares about Facebook unless you're like 35 plus. So I just feel like for the younger crowd, do the same thing, but for Instagram.
I'm not opposed to it being on Facebook because it's a little bit of an older crowd, but how cool would that be? And I know I'm a married man, but I would be interested to know if, like, does somebody really have a crush on me, or am I just kind of fooling myself?
You know what I feel
Don't we all want to know who likes us, even if we're already in a relationship?
But you'll never know unless you also put the same girl on your secret crush list.
Well, that's what I would do. I would secretly do it, whether I like her or not, and then I could just take it off.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Joe's going to be the guy to go through and put every single girl just to see who does it back.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do. You cannot participate in this.
Excuse me. Why are you limiting my social media participation?
Because
you don't let me do anything. You don't let me like girls in bikini photos.
Yeah.
You don't let me do anything.
Imagine that. Because you're married.
So what? It's not going anywhere.
Alex is more controlling than your wife.
I know she is. It's sad. They both drive me crazy.
You know the thing that's weird, Liv?
No, 1,000%. That would be so inappropriate, and that would just be weird.
Let's say even you put a whole handful of girls on your secret crush list, Joe, just to see if they liked you back. Those girls are going to be under
the... Ladies, check it. I already did.
Those girls are going to be under the impression that you actually do have a secret crush on them. And I was speaking of people being married and using the secret crush feature, this is going to be crazy for affairs. Crazy.
But is this not a cool idea, though? 833 Joe Alex, you're looking at the worst case scenario. What if you're just, you know, let's say Liv really liked Pork Chop. I mean, they fight all the time, like a couple bickering. But let's say they did like each other in a different universe. Yeah. I know, just in a different universe, far, far, far away. 833 Joe Alex, by the way, I want to know your thoughts on the secret crush feature on Facebook. But Alex, what if they were both too afraid to actually do something? Or if it was a coworker, for example?
No, that's where I think that this feature is actually kind of cool. I like the idea.
Here's the problem, though. I don't feel like this is going to ring with any millennials at all, because they don't use Facebook.
That's what
they
I said.
They don't care about Facebook. Anytime they use Facebook, it's like they're connecting their Instagram page to like they post something on Instagram and they like connect it to Facebook. So I agree with Alex on that. This is going to be like for like a lot of like mistresses, I think, or like adultery.
Why do you make everything such like so hoey? Like not everything's going to be hoey.
Well, what you're describing is hoey.
This is going to be also be really good for like divorcees who are also trying to get back in the game.
Oh, see?
Who are nervous, you
know? That's a great angle.
You're like, nervous to start dating again.
You know what? Like, I think of my grandma. She's like 80. She just celebrated the big 8-0. Grandma can log onto her Facebook account, you know, and see if the local men around town are interested in her.
I know, Joe. This will be perfect for you when you get divorced. Because you are really scared of girls.
I hate you.
All
right now, though, we got a couple more calls. We were going to move on, but let's talk to Yasmin this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We were talking about Facebook's got this secret crush where you can kind of put somebody on a list, and if they put you on a list back, kind of like Tinder or Bumble or something, that'll show that you guys match and are interested in each other. What did you say?
Okay, so being a millennial and being married, I'm 24. I think, honestly, I agree with Alex that it should have been on, like, Instagram or another app or something, but I just feel like it honestly is a recipe for disaster because it is an older crowd and a lot of people are married, so why would I want to see, like, who my friend's husband or whatever, you know?
Like, you don't secretly, like, deep down, Yasmin, I don't care if it's right or wrong, that's not the question. You don't secretly want to know if other guys find you attractive, like, if they could, they would? Because I think we all do.
Well, like, you know, there's that boundary, and I just don't want to, I don't care to know because I am married, you know? I don't, knowing could only, like, just make things trouble. You know, why go through all of that if you don't have to?
Yeah, why would you want to know if it, like, it doesn't matter what the answer is, you still couldn't be with them anyway because you're married?
Well, you get divorced.
Exactly, but I'm not getting married to get divorced either.
Now, you are married, but let's be honest here. Is there anybody you think that might have a crush on you?
Maybe, but...
Don't you want to know just to see?
No, I don't, because I flipped the tables with my husband and, like, if somebody has a crush on my husband, please keep it to yourself.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to get killed. Yasmin doesn't play no games. You dead. Hey, thank you for calling in. Is your name Lucas? I'm sorry, my screen went blank. What's your name again, bud?
Lucas.
Hey, dang, I got a good memory. Lucas, what did you want to say about this? We'll wrap it up with you then.
All right. I would let my wife know about this new crush interface thing and then probably give it a month. And then I'd crush my wife. And I would bring it to her attention and be like, well, you didn't crush me back. I would use that guilt for my advantage in getting, like, a new tool or a video game or something that I could... Something I could use.
Is this Alex in a voice disguiser?
Yeah, this is, like, amazing. Scheme goals. That's right. Get that money, honey.
There we go. Lucas, hey, buddy. Thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Coming up next, she's actually on hold. Okay, cool. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Carrie. She's worried about her daughter's new imaginary friend. We want you to call in if you've ever dealt with a situation with your kiddos that might have that going on. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.